The reason I've rotated it is to compare it to the original artist's conception of the chromosome, according to a slide we looked at recently. Here's the isolated lower panel of that slide, showing the 700 nanometer fold giving rise to one of a pair of replicating metaphase chromosomes. If we further isolate the top chromatid, we can see that the proportions of our chromosome are quite compatible with the picture. Now, the picture is surely just an artist's representation of a chromosome, but the measured lengths of chromosomes range from under 1,000 nanometers up to 20,000 nanometers, so our 8,000 nanometer artificially rectangular model with a height of 700 nanometers is clearly in the range of actual chromosome sizes.